Blog Talk Radio.
Work with the boy for a second. I got to hear that again. I'm sorry.
We're on the right.
We don't own the right.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
But the boogie is yours.
Here they come. Here they come.
All right.
Disrespect nobody else. I'll just say, or you can get with them. Yeah, I'm not. Hey, it's Thursday. Yes. Time for Kale's Corner. I'm your host, DMV Kale, and I got my co-host with the most, who loves to post on Kale's Corner and TNT Fashions and Things. Yeah, that's about Lady T. You're with me.
Yes, I am. I'm here and I am accounted for. I
that's
am in the building.
Up. That's what's up. I am so hyped and ready for this show today. You know? I don't know what it is, T, but your boy got that energy today. I really got that energy. I think it had derived from Tuesday's show because we had such a good time and everybody was laughing and giggling and great jokes and all that good stuff was going on. So I'm looking forward, being as though this is our Thursday / Friday show, you know, I'm looking forward to another great program. Trish, I checked the numbers, girl. I checked our numbers, and we doing the doggone thing. You understand me? We are doing the doggone thing from our online listeners, our live in studio participants, our streamers, and Blog Talk Radio. I mean, everything. And I recently found out that Blog Talk gives an award for the most productive podcast. So, you know, we going for that. Yeah, we going for that, you know. So you got to keep streaming, keep calling, keep joining on Facebook Live at Kittle's Corner. Keep doing everything that you guys are doing so we can be great together. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's it right there, sir, because we want to be great together. Tree, I hate all of that good news. Girl, I Reese got off at 3 o'clock, so she said, babe, pick me up from Anacostia Subway on your way home. I said, I got you.
Okay.
So I'm coming through that cluster bump built all around that stadium. Don't get me wrong. To be able to see how they feel from the main street and that stadium and everything, the $5 million condos that they have put up there, it's a great thing. You see the city building up. But I'm driving streets and this girl, like, drifted over in my lane. I slammed on the brake, the car behind me. We all had to slam on brake. So I catch up with her. And I rolled my window down, and I said, that phone call or text is more important than your life, sweetie, getting home the way you left this morning. And she was like, what you talking about? I said, baby girl, you drifted over in my lane, and I almost hit you, but you didn't. I said, woosah, woosah, and said, you have a nice day. Be careful, baby girl. And rolled my window up. And once I was in the privacy of my own vehicle, he was all type of pregnant female dogs. That's what I'm going to call that. I mean, she really, really, because I'm like, you're already wrong because you're on that cell phone while you're driving. You know, you're equally wrong because you drifted over in another lane just because you staring down at that cell phone. Now, you are absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt wrong for coming at me with ill vocabulary and disrespectful talk. I was like, yeah, you know, that's the younger generation. That's how they react, respond, and talk to people. Kale, just go on. Just go on about your business. So I'm thankful. Right. I'm thankful, Therese, that I was alert. I could see her drifting, and I was able to push my brakes and avoid anything that would keep me away or off the corner today, because that's all I was thinking about driving home. I can't wait to get on the corner. Man, we're going to talk this. We're going to talk that. I cannot wait. And she's the devil. come with all of that ignorant communication. Just laughed, smiled, told her, get home safe, and roll my window up. And I'm going to tell you, Therese, maturity is a great thing. Good girl. There was a time, sis, where, yeah, that thing would have gotten ugly. So I'm glad. I had a great day on my new post, a few problems arose today, and I was able to be dead on it and take care of it, and I was like, wow, I thought I was going to have to be here for at least a month before I get everything down pat. But it's been 2 weeks, and one of the biggest problems I've had since I've been there, I was able to solve it with no problem. So, I was in a good mood. I was in a real good place, But, I ain't going to let that Bama take my joy. Yeah, I mean, hey, nah, Slim, you can't have it. Go on and try somebody else. Kill is occupied. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so... How was your Wednesday? Anything exciting, amazing happened with you?
Absolutely. Okay. I went to, Tang and I took the girls, two of the girl grandbabies.
Right.
We went to the Wizards game. Thanks to Cap on the line. We got to give it up to Cap. Yes, sir. Give it up to Cap. And we had an amazing time. I posted some pictures.
We had an amazing time. The little girl that was standing with Tang on the picture, standing in front of Tang, the dark skinned one.
That's a round face.
I said, oh my goodness, that's Treese twin. Seriously,
yeah.
That little girl, yeah. I was like, why Treese standing up there with that little outfit? And then I looked at it again. I said, that ain't Treese. That's the grandbaby. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I am so pleased and happy that y'all had a good time at the game. I saw all of the text. 57, you an idiot. But
He crazy.
I thought you guys corresponding one to another and getting everything in order, and I said, I hope in their favor. And when I saw the pictures, I said, yes, it all worked in their favor. My man Cap, that's what's up.
We get there, and then I see one of my good girlfriends from, we used to hang out together, do everything together. She's a little bit older than me, but she was there, and she works there. And, so we got some freebies here and there. So it worked out amazing. When I say amazing, we had the most fun in a long time, outing with the girls. We had an amazing time. Like, we did. We had an amazing time. It was good.
And even better, sis, them babies got a memory. Them babies have a memory. Something they can just sit back and say, I remember when my grandma and pop took us to the game, and that's the thing that's priceless, the thing that is priceless, nothing burns me more than, I remember when we were little kids and my mom's job gave her tickets to the game. And she was like, she took my brother and myself, and she was like, y'all can pick one friend and take him along. And I picked my buddy Faithrick, and I forgot who Big Boy picked. But my buddy's mom was like, no, he's acting up, he's not doing right, and this and that and the third, and he can't go. Now, that's his mom's right to do that. But I feel like if the child doesn't experience the good times, what is he working for? You know, what is he doing right for if he never gets the chance to experience the good times? So, and that thing, man, that thing made me hot when Patrick's mom told my mom he couldn't go to the game. And I was like, Mom, why wouldn't she let him go? You know, and my mother was like, well, he was acting up. Those are her rules. So, you know, you pick somebody else. I was like, I don't have no other friends. And I ended up sharing that experience with my little cousin. He went with us. But I was just like, that is so crazy to me. Your child will never know about the good time and never have a goal to put in his mind, you know, to motivate him to do the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's just me. That's just me and my crazy thinking. She had, like my mom said, she had the right to say no. So, you know, she exercised her right, okay?
Yeah.
All right, look, that thing made me mad all over again. On today's episode of Tales Corner, we will discuss the NBA top five teams in the Eastern and Western Conference. We're also going to discuss these NBA trade rumors before the deadline. And y'all, I'm telling you, they throwing all type of names out there, players to be traded. All right. Lady T will present week 17 edition of Lady T's Pick. Fellas, good luck. Ladies, y'all can't play. We will also discuss the importance of week 17 for some teams. And also we'll discuss who's showing up, everything, and they're just cruising to the end of this regular season waiting for the finish line, the playoffs. Yeah. All right. All right, guys, you can join Lady T and all of our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782 Eastern, 5 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, that the big man let us do it. All right?
Yeah.
Kale's Corner, we're real.
Is our only real.
Now we talk about, y'all know what we talk about. By now, y'all know
okay.
What we talk about. Well, Lady T, anything you left out you want to add in there?
You know, I want to slide in there to Aaron Gordon. You know, he
right.
got bit by a dog. So we want to talk about that. They don't know, you know, well, we'll talk about it, but he got bit by a dog and he's going to miss a couple of games.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got I got a hilarious story about a person being bit in the face by a dog. And just when you said that, I thought about this, fam. All right, y'all. So, yeah, like Lady T just said, we'll talk Aaron Gordon and the dog attack. It's 3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2 after this quick break. NBA Eastern and Western Conference top five teams. All right, we'll be right back.
Yo, Chub Rock coming back on for 1990. Word up, word up. Kick this out to my man Rob Swinger, Hot Dog Dinky, Manager Butt Ev Lover, you know what I'm saying? Dr. No. Here we go. It's the hitman, yes, the hitman, yo, you know it. The first cruncher, the man on the sequencer. He was here to kick a 16 bar. He's not a rap star, not saying that I am, but on the jam. I'm gonna kick a little, not a Dr. Seuss riddle. No cats and hats, bucks and some socks. Rock to the DJ jocks, check your clocks. Half past what? Time to bust up. Not a pistachio, he uses a Casio keyboard and a Tascam board.
Hey, hey, just the two of us. Yeah, talk about. All right, y'all. The leaders of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference are as follows, okay? We have the Boston Celtics, 23 wins, 6 losses. Milwaukee Bucks, 3 wins, 8 losses. The Philadelphia 76ers, 21 wins, 9 losses. Miami Heat, 18 wins, 12 losses. Orlando Magic, 18 wins, 12 losses. And for those who are concerned, Chicago Bulls, 14 wins, 18 losses, and the Washington Wizards, 5 wins, 25 losses. My goodness. The Western Conference, the Minnesota Timberwolves, 22 wins, 7 losses. Oklahoma City Thunder, 20 wins, 9 losses. Denver Nuggets, 22 wins, 10 losses. The L.A. Clippers, 10 wins, 12 losses. Sacramento bringing it up at number 5 with 17 wins, 12 losses. For those who want to know, the Los Angeles Lakers are number 9 at 16 wins, 15 losses. Golden State, 500 ball with 15 wins. 15 losses. And the Wizards are number 14 in the Eastern Conference, and Chicago is number 10. What say you on that, sis?
Listen, I'm gonna speak to my Bulls real quick. We've been showing up and showing out for the last, I know our record don't, you know, we 14 and 18. I know it don't look good, but we started out just like you guys. We was one digit. You know what I mean? Like the All last right. couple of weeks, we've been winning games, like overwhelmingly winning games. Like we won 9 out of the last 13 games. That is huge for us because like Zach LaVine hasn't been there. Of course, you guys know LaMelo Ball is not there. And Vooch has been out. So two of our main starters aren't there because they're hurt. They're right. genuinely hurt. And they're not just sitting out. So I'm kind of proud of my team, you know, the Bulls, you know, the way they've been playing. Because Drummond has really stepped it up. Like he's been double-doubling it. All, you know, every game he double-double, couple assists here, couple assists there. He's been looking really good, so I'm kind of proud of my team. I like what everybody is saying as it as opposed to all of the scores. I like everything. I like how everything is looking out. I wish we was a little bit more closer into the top five, but it's coming. It's coming. And even for the Wizards, I was there last night at the game. The Wizards played amazing. Like, they played amazing, but they just got to learn how to play with what they have. You know, they got a lot of rookies. They got a lot of newbies. They got a lot of new people. So they just got to learn how to what works for them. I think the coach is trying to figure out a better lineup for you guys, just like they had to figure out for us, being as though we was missing two key starters. So they have to figure it out. Like, we went through a stretch where we lost five games in a row because we was just trying to try different things, putting people in different positions because people are out. So it's a learning process all the way around the board. Once we started, you know, getting it together and people started meshing together. So it's in progress for both teams, I think. That's my take on it.
I see you've been touched by time.
I see what I'm looking at. Like, you guys have a lot of young, they're really young. Like, y'all got one of the youngest teams in the league. And new.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But when I look at this Wizards team, I see a lack of motivation on the defensive end. They'll shoot a three, make a three, and then stand there and celebrate. And the other team takes the ball down the court. When a team doesn't shoot as many three-pointers as you do, and they're successful with driving it to the rim and making their baskets, and there's nothing you can do, I'm not going to say it's nothing you can do. What I'll say is it's nothing you're doing to stop them. And hear me out on this. When Thumbhead, Chris, you got me locked in on Thumbhead. But Unfield, when he came out at the beginning of the season talking about he wants 30 to 40 three-point attempts, he said nothing about defense. He said nothing about, you know, what type of defense they were going to play. And I'm pretty sure you guys saw this last night after the Wizards scored and made a basket. It was like there was no plan on the defensive end once that basket was made. And I'm like, bruh, do you coach defense at all? But that's just me, y'all. That's just me. When it comes to basketball and football and hockey and baseball, defense excites me. I like to see good defensive plays as much as great offensive plays. I feel that you have to be an all-around team to win in the NBA, in the NFL, in the NHL, MLB. You have to be an all-around team. That's just my point. All right, let's go to another Bulls fan. What's happening, Brother Ted?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, Ted?
Y'all said a lot. Y'all said a lot, but I'm going to say the Bulls for last. Since we talk about the Wizards, I'm going to go with y'all Wizards team. like you guys said, I agree, Kel. You agree with you, Lady T. They are young, you know, but defense takes effort. You know what I mean? You can coach, you can teach defense, you can tell them this and that, but these guys have been playing since they was little. Defense takes effort. You got to want to play defense. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, you can make that same effort making on offense. Trust me, when they get the ball, you run it down real fast. But like you say, after you score, you either celebrate or what have you, and you're not getting back to your man. Run
right.
back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And run
fast.
Back.
Running fast.
Only, I mean, what at this level, what can the coach do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta say, he can tell you, he can scream on the sideline, but if you ain't doing it for me, you coming on the bench. I don't care who you
yeah.
are. I like
yeah.
to say, I need effort both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they're not doing that. And plus, y'all small. You know, y'all need a big man. Y'all need a big man for sure. Like you said, Thumbhead, I don't know if he's the coach. You know, I don't know if he is that coach because a lot of times y'all have leads and stuff, and then you take your players out. You need to grind,
right.
man. I don't care if they win and let them play because you know y'all are capable of losing the lead. His substitution pattern needs to be changed. He needs to figure that out, you know.
Right.
Like you guys would say, he's trying to figure it out, but that's on the coach. He needs to figure out, like you said, substitute
yeah.
pattern, see what he got, you know what I mean, and play him at the appropriate time. And don't take nobody out. If you got a lead, even 17-point lead ain't nothing in the NBA. As you
yeah.
see, 25-point lead is nothing, especially if you get depends on how much time you got in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your foot on their neck and step on it, you know?
Right.
You know,
right.
put your knee in their man, you know, and all that. So, okay, now as far as the Bulls, you say
mm-hmm.
we've been winning. We've been winning without them two players. So that, to me, now – agree to disagree on me, with, you know, okay, because I know
yeah,
you like him. I've been telling you I want to get rid of Vukovic, okay? But if you keep Vukovic, now this is where it comes on the coach. Like you say, Drummond might not can do a lot of offense, but he can give you that rebound, and he's going to play
mm-hmm.
some defense. So you should play them together because when Vukovic is healthy, you don't see Drummond. Only time you see Drummond is when Vukovic is in foul trouble or he's not playing.
Right.
I suggest you should play them more because Pat Williams ain't that power forward like that. You know, he definitely suspect on defense. They don't put him as small forward.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
exactly. And, you know, Vukovic started him as center, put Drummond at power forward because you got enough scoring coming from. If you're going to keep what's the boy name with the Z? No, what's his name? No, the Zach, Levine. If you can keep Levine and all the mother, you got enough scoring out there as far as that.
Right.
And Vukovic can give you that scoring as far as the center. And you got Drummond to clean up on the rebound. Okay, but like I say, also, you know, we missing Ball. That's a big thing on that. But Cody White's
yeah.
been coming through, you know, doing
oh
his thing with his
yeah.
with his afro flying around and stuff. If he could, he might
yeah,
get a little
I
faster, you know. But hey, go ahead and shake it, you know. Hey, I ain't mad at him. I saw it. I'm like, okay, go ahead and flop it, man. Go ahead. Dr. J, you know what I'm saying? A little mini Dr. J. You know,
okay.
So, but Artis Gilmore, you know?
With that saying,
with them missing those players and we winning, that tells me, like, okay, we can win without them. So do we trade Levine? You know what I'm saying? And get some for him while he's hot? Or whatever, you know, because he can still got to pay him that big money.
Don't do that, Ted. Don't stop it. Stop it, Ted. Listen. I got to calm you down. I got to bring you back in, put you back. Ted, listen. We are winning in spite of them. We still need them, you know, for the long haul. We still need them. You know what I mean? We've been playing some teams that, you know, we barely beating them, but we're beating is what I'm saying. We're finding ways to win. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to win in the NBA. It's hard to win in the NFL. It's hard to win, period, with all of these professional players. Like it's
okay.
really hard.
That's
but if
true.
We're winning, right, if we're winning in spite of them, you know, being out, just imagine if they were there.
But can
right.
I say this? You know why we're winning? Like Kale
okay.
said, defense. Defense win championship
right.
because you got my youngin Carter, which I raised
from
since he was since he was a youngin from the boys club and stuff. All right. That's Leroy Carter, son. Then you got when Drummond in there, he's playing defense and getting rebounds.
Yeah.
So, but like you say, if they can come back and get that lineup up in there and not shorten them because we got these players that's come
mm-hmm.
back, you know, fit in, you like you say, figure out your lineup to where you got your defense when they coming in. If such and such ain't doing this and that, pull them out, bring your defense in. You know?
Yeah.
Bring the people who's doing that. But definitely put Vukovic and Drummond in there
together.
You need height in the NBA.
I agree with that.
You know, you need big.
yeah. All right. Let's go to to 007. What's up, dude?
Ain't nothing. I'm glad I'm off work today, boy.
Oh,
it was painful. I didn't know you was at the game yesterday. I was on the fourth floor.
I'm on the fourth floor
now.
Dang, I wish I would have called your phone.
Yeah, for real, but
I was up there with Sharon. Over there with Sharon working.
Let me tell y'all, this paycheck hurt. Paycheck hurt, but Toronto, it's a great team. You know, I think they're going to be beating 5 this year. That's my prediction. As I see, OG Anthony, he scored 26 points, along with Roscoe Sockingham, I think number 43, scored 22 points, 11 assists. Yeah, wow. And, like y'all said, I was hearing y'all, and one thing that had got me mad, and somebody pointed out, when you make a basket, you just can't sit there and celebrate like you won an NBA
mm-hmm.
championship. You got to run back down the other end of that court to play some defense, man. All four quarters. I mean, I learned that in practice, basketball practice, you know, scrimmage. You're celebrating. You get down the court and you play defense. Or is somebody going to throw the whole court down the ball down the floor and score a layup on you? That's 2 points you're giving back to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, I love that movie, Coach Carter, with
Yes, indeed.
When he took the ball and shot it and was like, look at that. And look at these shoes. I tie these shoes. Oh, look at my tie. I tie. And I was just like, that is a great example of showing your team that showboating ain't the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
While you are celebrating, the other team is scoring. You know, that movie, that part of that movie was something I took with me, not coaching basketball, but coaching football.
Right.
Because nobody had a celebratory attitude like my quarterback and my wide receivers. Them Bammers, boy. Goodness gracious. And I was like, how can I show them that what they're doing isn't okay? And, in football, they have a little more time between plays than in basketball. But the same thing applies, man. You can't be standing there showboating. Football is a sport where your memory has to be super short. I don't care if you call a big pass play downfield. You know, the only time you can celebrate seriously is once you score a touchdown. You know, other than that, man, listen, no sport has room for that. No sport. All right, let's go to 5-7. Let's stay with the sevens. What's up, 57? How you feeling, bro?
Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, Huck?
No, everything all right. Listen, I like y'all's enthusiasm about Chicago, even though I don't think Chicago got a chance in hell of winning an NBA championship.
Who's surprised?
I mean, if you look at the West and then you look at the East, after you take away Boston and Milwaukee, the rest of the teams in the East, including Philadelphia and New York, would have to be number 5 and 6 if you had to put them in the West. They're just not. They don't have enough players. They don't have enough. The West is loaded. The West is loaded. Whoever comes out of there, I think is winning the title. Chicago got a good team. They got some good players, but for some reason, they don't have that one player that you can say every night. Every night he's going to dominate out there, you know, whether it be in the paint or on the perimeter. You know, DeRozan is good.
You just named him.
What
that's what I'm saying. That's going to give it to you. That's him. You just named him. Thank you. We love
I don't.
Him.
I don't
Thank
see
you.
It. I don't. I'm not.
But
exist.
We definitely.
That's your team.
Excuse me,
What I see. I don't see that.
Okay.
You know what you and Ted see. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
you know,
well, I don't mean to cut you off.
Maybe y'all watching.
Off, but
let me just finish.
We didn't say they was winning the championship.
I just don't see what
we
y'all
see. We didn't say they was winning the championship.
Maybe y'all see them play more than I do. You know, but
right.
When I do see them play, I don't see I don't see that
wow.
team that can go deep into the playoffs, even if they make the playoffs.
Okay, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. It's all good.
Like I was saying, we didn't say we was winning the championship. We didn't say nothing about that. We know that. I don't think we coming out the East at all. You know,
okay.
We just talking about how we plan now to make a football team. But we know definitely we'll get a better chance than Wizards would.
Why you got – hold on, man. Why you gotta jump on my team, man?
Is that his team? Is that his team? Or I forgot. I don't know. He might not have a team for basketball. I don't know.
He's a Wizards
fan.
Hey,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Go ahead, Kale. Finish your statement.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
My question is, with John Morant back with the Grizzlies, how much of a threat is Mr. Grizzlies is right now?
A big threat.
It's a big game tonight. They're playing against the Nuggets. They're playing the champion. I just thought this came to my head.
The Nuggets really had some problems. They about to be missing Aaron Gordon, so they're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
That's not
true
good.
That. You know, Aaron Gordon say, how much is that doggy in the window? He's a few stitches, bro.
Nah, he got 20.
If I could ask 007 a question, why do you consider tonight's game a big game and it's not even December 31st yet? If either one of those teams lose tonight, what is it going to really change? So that's all I'm asking. I'm not ridiculing. I just want to know why you consider
it a
big game.
That's a great question. That's a great question. This could be two teams that could face each other in the Western Finals. That's my opinion about it. You know, this is a threat right now. Venus haven't shown me anything, and I saw with the San Antonio Spurs for all them tall players, I thought they was going to do something. Well, they might as well just be midgets. The Clippers, I don't see. I just see the Grizzlies just running through the West and being the Nuggets in the finals. And I think the preview of the West of
Okay. Well, what about Sacramento?
I was going to say, everybody is sleeping on the Bulls.
I mean, they had their chance last year. And I don't want to put a trust in them no more. I put a trust in them when Bob O'Hore hit that shot. I'm not putting my money on them no more. I'd rather just go Grizzlies.
Okay.
They need to use their bench more. They need to
bring in. Go ahead.
Fox need to distribute that ball more, like I was telling you, Kel, before. I mean, he's the one of the scoring guards. He can score anytime, but he needs to feed them other players and make sure they stay in the game. Like Trey Lyles, you got Halliburton. I don't know if it's Halliburton, but it's one of them other tall guys over there that he's nice.
They don't play on the same team.
No, yeah, but it's another cat begins with an H. I can't think of his name, but he be taking them long jumpers also. Slim kid. He plays small forward and probably one of the big guards. But you got Fox also. Not Fox, but the other guy, Monk. You got Monk, you got Harrison Barnes and stuff. You need to get them more. Then Wesson, they need to play big in these playoffs. And they need
to
play Wesson a little bit more. They need to play Wesson name a little bit more, JaVale McGee. I think
He played the other night and had a great game.
Yeah.
He had a great game the other night. I can't remember who they played against the other night. But this was two nights ago. He had a great game.
But when he go against somebody big, how are you going to fail? That's what I'm saying. He just need to play big. Because last year when he went against Draymond, he played very small.
But that
that's
was
all
last
I'm saying.
Year.
He just need to play big. Oh, what? Okay.
That was last year.
The way he need to play this year, that's what I'm saying. He needs to play big this year. Because one little game, because he had last, because another game, because the game he had 2 days ago, that's cool. But when if he meet up with Denver and them in one of these finals or whatever, what he's going to do? If he meet up with the Lakers,
who's
that bigger lineup, what he's going to do? That's what I'm saying.
You play against the best team in the NBA.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to change things. You're coming off the bench like that. You're not that type of player.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to D-Mob. What's up, D?
D-Mob.
How everybody doing?
What's
everybody
up, D?
Good. I'm listening to everybody talk. I really don't understand your Kings take, your whole take on the Kings just now. I really didn't get it. Because I think, me personally, I see Fox passing the ball. I see him doing. I really didn't get that Kings take at all. Keegan Murray, those dudes over there, that team over there is bloated. They playing good. So I didn't really get that take at all. I heard y'all talking about the Bulls and with Drummond. Y'all saying put Drummond at the power forward position? That's insane.
No. Okay. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
My bad. Go ahead, Ma. Go ahead.
No, I never said put him at the power forward position. I know Ted might have said put him at the power forward position, but I'm saying play them both together. Maybe, just try to figure out the lineup and make sure the lineup is better than what it was in the beginning.
I mean, y'all big hurt anyway, so that wasn't even.
Yeah.
I don't even. Yeah. That wouldn't really work anyway, because how slow do y'all want to play? That's what you wanted to ask yourself in this fast-paced league. Like, how slow, like, with two bigs like that. And you got to understand, Drum was – I think a lot of people forget about Drum. He led the league in rebounds for, like, 5 years straight in a row. And it wasn't around, like, 10, 13. No, the dude was averaging around 16, 17 rebounds a game 5 years in a row. So I don't think a lot of people think, like, or they must have forgot who this dude is. He's still big time. He's coming off the bench. And that's normal. That's normal. That ain't even.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's normal when I see him do it.
Yeah,
and
I forget what type of player he is.
That's why Ted was saying that y'all coach find a way to put him in to get those rebounds.
Mm.
Start off some of y'all fast breaks.
Well, he's been starting a lot lately. So that's what I was saying. Yeah, he's been starting a lot. I guess because Vooch is out, so he's been starting.
Yeah, he started his first game when he just got those 25 rebounds. I think that was his
exactly.
first start this season.
And that's amazing.
I mean, I've been hearing a couple of y'all takes.
Coming fresh off the bench and getting 25 rebounds. Come on, man.
And 20
you
points.
You can't leave.
Double, double.
Yes, you can't leave a productive player like that on the bench. You have to find a way to scheme him in. That's just my point.
I mean, he had one of the best quotes I've heard coming from a all-star type player, because he was an all-star. And he said, they asked him how it feels coming off the bench and woo-dee-woo. And he said, it ain't hard coming off the bench, you know, because I'm a good teammate. And I'm like, dang. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's big. You feel me? That's big.
Yeah.
Especially with the attitude of today's NBA player.
Right, right. That's
all
what I was
of
about
them,
to say.
If you ask them all to a man, they'll tell you, oh, I'm a starter. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. His quote exactly was, about coming out the bench, it ain't easy being a good teammate. It's easy being a good teammate. That's what he actually said. It's easy being a good teammate for him coming off the bench, knowing like he, you know, a rebound leader five times, all-star. Like, his accolades is crazy if you look into him.
Right.
But that's what I've been saying the whole time. Even when we got him, that's what I kept saying. Why don't we play him more? You know what I'm saying? Like, just play him. Because he is that good. But go ahead, Kayla. I know you was about to go. Go ahead.
Yeah. We was going to bring Brother Tang in. Come on, bro.
What's up, Tang?
What's up, Kayla's Corner Family? How everybody doing today?
What's up? What's going on, Brother Tang?
I know that's right. I hear y'all talking, man. You know, I know. I mean, the Bulls, I like them. But, I mean, they're gonna get a play-in spot, but I can see them doing anything from number five on down. But when you start getting to 1, 2, 3, and 4, that's when they're gonna get put out, man. You know what I'm saying? They always make the playoffs, though. You know what I'm saying? The Bulls, that's just the organization that they have, man. You got a good organization, the coach good. And like you say, y'all big man hurt right now. So once he get back in there, when you think about it, last year, at the end of the year, Drummond did get a lot of playing time. So, you know, just so happened that big man was out. I think they just reserved Drummond. Like, I know he get in once they get a big lead or something like that. But, you know, that's just how it is, man. Drummond, he going to do his thing. He a beast on that court. It's only two teams in the East probably that can handle with any of the teams in the West, and that's going to be the Bucks and the 76ers, man. Everybody else that's in the Eastern Conference right now, man. Boston, I mean, yeah, but we got hope that Porzingis stay healthy, because I done seen him go down a couple of times this year. He's been out, missed a couple of games, so. If Porzingis there, then I can see them doing something. But if Porzingis not there, they're gonna be the same team they was last year. They'll make it to probably the championship. But anybody,
it comes down to Porzingis. It definitely comes down to Porzingis.
Yeah, and if any team out the West that make it to the championship, to me that's what's gonna be, man. And that boy, even though I know Main Man, y'all talked about Main Man getting, you know, the dog out at him. He's not gonna miss that many games, is he?
Yeah, he's gonna miss a couple of games because, you know, they saying it's traumatic. It was mental, like, you know what I'm saying? It's mental. He's mentally, you know, messed up.
He waited for the
dog. Like, you know, it was a dramatic event that happened to him. The dog hit him in his face.
They definitely going. They definitely need Gordon, though, because he was a big part of their championship last year, and the way
exactly.
he be balling, man. They
definitely
need him on that. Because if he's not there, and if there's that much trauma, he don't be there, ain't no telling who going to win out the West, man, because that West loaded, man. I heard somebody say it earlier, man, the West is just, that whole
loaded.
Mob over there, they loaded over there. Yeah, they loaded.
I got a question. And 57, what is it about Philly where you don't trust these guys or see these guys doing anything? Because you made a statement earlier.
About
Philly.
I really don't have any confidence in MB being that type of player when the playoffs come around to take you to the championship. I watched them play last night without MB and Maxey. Damn near won the game by itself. You got players like Giannis, and even though I don't really like Tatum that much, you know, they got that dog in them that, you know, when they come out and then they hit the floor, they're willing to do whatever it takes to win the game. And I don't think, I think they shot their shot, which caused Doc Rivers to lose his job last year, when they seemed like they spent more time concerned about Embiid getting the MVP of the league instead
mm-hmm.
of, you know, winning that chip like they should have been.
But you know what, 57, Embiid, since the beginning of the year, he's been playing down in the post a whole lot more. He's been dogging.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
This whole year has been a different Embiid. It's like mm-hmm. like y'all say, y'all think they be listening to the show. Not only the show, but everybody been getting on Embiid. I think he took heed to that, man, because he's staying the post now. I'm serious. Watch the game, he's dogging the
game in the
post.
But Philly, you gotta understand, Philly is just like when James Harden was by himself, right? You had one player that's like ISO basketball. Embiid is playing the same way, it's just he's doing it inside the paint. So now if when it comes to the playoffs, if Tyrese Maxey and these rest of the guys don't step up, it's going to be the same effect. You're going to have you're going to have one player dominating, and the rest of your players like, what are they doing? Because you need two to three players, really three, to win this championship.
Yeah.
You need three players to win a championship. And right now you got Embiid and you got Maxey.
And a bench.
So is Tobias Harris good enough to win this championship? That's what you need to ask yourself. Is Tobias Harris or Kelly Oubre, is one of these two dudes good enough for us to get up over this hump?
Who is number three?
Number three right now is Tobias Harris, but me personally, I like Kelly Oubre a lot better.
Yeah.
But right now it is Tobias Harris, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So y'all know this Cap team, and he is online. And Cap is, he is going crazy over here. Cap is going crazy. He's saying Philly will make a trade. He said Embiid is unstoppable. He said we need a third option. Harris is not it. Period.
Yeah. He's saying what I'm saying. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Exactly. He, y'all saying the same thing.
It's really going to come down to Tobias Harris. And I just don't think Tobias Harris is good enough to get them there. That's just my personal opinion.
They should have got rid of Jimmy Butler for him.
Yeah, that was round.
Tobias Harris is a dude that, and it's just my opinion, guys, but as the lights get brighter, his play diminishes. You know, the more serious the game is you find yourself looking for him instead of him just showing up. And 57, you say about Tatum, he's the same way to me. He's the same. Tatum will give you one or two good games in a series, but when it comes down to that, okay, y'all gotta win beyond the shadow of a doubt. It's more Brown being that guy, that dude, than Tatum, to me.
We agree 100%, bro. We agree
100%. That's a fact. Every big now, game, Brown then showed up every time.
Now, we've made mention of this, but I really wanted to discuss it. Treece, did they give any information as to the dog bite? What happened with Gordon besides him?
No, they said on Christmas. Well, they said on Christmas Day, you know, he had an amazing day. That's how they described it. Amazing day. He scored out of the
yeah,
pocket.
Yeah, he had a great game.
He had a great game. And they said when the day was over, he, I guess, was leaving the arena or whatever. They didn't specifically say whose dog, what kind of dog, or anything like that. They just said his hand and his face.
Mm.
I mean, I guess, you know, was attacked. He was attacked by the dog, and the dog, I guess, got loose. They didn't say whose dog it was or anything like that. They just said he was in the hospital. He's now home recovering from – he has 21 stitches in his hands and in his face.
Wow. What, the dog bite his lips off or something?
But you know what? That type of dog to me.
He didn't have his lips – wasn't bit off. I think it was like on his cheek somewhere around up in his – you know, up in his cheek area. And he was they don't know what kind of dog it was, no. They don't know whose dog it was. They don't know the owner of the dog. They don't know any of that information yet. The reports are still coming in.
Isn't it safe for us to say he was in the arena, so it had to be one of those security dogs? Because those are the only dogs that they allow in the arena. It's not like baseball where they have the bring your dog to the park situation.
Right.
So thinking, I mean, it was one of those security dogs.
Listen, it could have been one of those security dogs. We don't know because they're not telling a whole lot of information. They're just reporting that he was bit by the dog. So it could have been that scenario, could have well been the case. Or he could have been, you know, getting out of his car, going home, and it was attacked by a dog. We don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, I thought it happened in the arena.
Yeah, I thought it happened in the arena.
They didn't say. They didn't
okay.
say.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
it didn't specify.
Real quick, I remember I was like 14, and I was over my cousin's house. And one of my aunt's friends came over. And my aunt had one of those little small shih tzu or something like that. And dude came over there and said, "Oh, I love little dogs. And the dogs love me." And my aunt kept saying, "Don't get too friendly. Don't pick him up." Dude picked Timothy up. Proceeded to bite the heck out of this dude. He bit this dude like 6 times in the face. And when you look at Timothy and you got this 6-foot dude, you're like, how did he bite you in the face? And the dude said, "I picked him up. I shouldn't have picked him up." And that was like the craziest to me. To see little Timothy biting the heck out of dude. Dude had to get stitches too. Because he picked the dog up and, yeah, Timothy caught that bottom lip and ripped that bottom lip in half. And we was like, wow, we didn't even know Timothy would bite anybody like that. Because he was cool with the children. But adults, he just wasn't having.
It's saying now they're reporting that it was a family dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
I said that earlier.
Family dog on Christmas.
So it wasn't at the arena.
That's why they weren't trying to talk about too much stuff. That's why they weren't trying to talk about it too much. When you told me, I said, "Man, that was a family, man."
Yeah.
A family dog.
Yeah. That and to be bit by a dog to the point where you need stitches is a pretty serious situation. But
yes, sir.
If you find any light in that, it wasn't one of them police dogs at the arena, because all type of stories and speculation would come about if that was the case. But family dogs, I mean, hey, treats. I
don't, that's what I see. That's why I don't like dogs. That's what I'm saying.
I was waiting for you to say
that.
Who
got bit by his family dog? Like, no, man. No, sir. No.
Gordon kind of tall, man. So, I mean, you know. You know them type of dogs that go for your, you know them type of dogs that jump up and go for your face and your throat.
Yeah.
You know, for him, I mean, like he put his hands up to block that sucker too.
And it bit his shoe hand.
That was a vicious joint. Yeah, because he put his hands up. I can believe it.
But my thing is the family dog. What would make a family dog attack his master? What was Gordon doing?
Wasn't
what
his dog? It was a family member's dog.
Yeah,
it could have been a family member.
Brought him over there.
Yeah,
that dog would have stayed outside. That dog would have stayed outside.
You didn't know that was gonna happen.
For those of us, who ever had a dog or raised a dog or a cat, whatever, you ever stepped on their tail by accident?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't care who you are.
No.
They turn around. No. They want to get you off that tail.
Or the dog was a fan of the other team. Y'all said Gordon had a good band, because I was watching. I'm like, man, he was missing everything at first, and I just turned off the game. I ain't even finished watching it, so.
Hit like 4 3-pointers in a row. He went off.
Okay. Okay. That's a 7 foot, 7-sub lineup, 6'10", 6'10".
Man.
Well, I wish his brother good luck. We're going to keep him in our prayers. And hopefully he'll come back soon.
Put him on the
prayer
list. Definitely put him on the prayer list.
Wow. I mean, hey,
but he should be able to come back within another week or two, you know. Especially, I mean, the injuries will be healed, but I don't know if his mental will be, you know, healed. So he'll be physically able to play, but I don't know if his mind will be able to play. So,
right,
they're gonna have, as long as they keep the security guard away.
Somebody going to come in there with a dog bark. You know how you buy them little things and dog be barking? They're going to mess this whole game up. He's going to think it's a dog, you know.
He's going to think it's a dog up in the building, honey. All the fans
against it. Going to
start barking.
Yes. They going to hand out the dog bark, Joe, when he comes to the arena. That's terrible.
And then they should play the dog barking keychain.
Right. And then they should play the atomic dog in the other arenas.
Wow.
Come on. Y'all need prayer, man. Y'all need prayer. I'm serious.
Hey, somebody going to do it, though. That was so funny. Somebody going to do that.
Somebody is. Yeah. Definitely. All right, y'all. That's the NBA talk.
Who let them dogs out?
Stop it, y'all. 563-999
Motown.
3782 Who let them dogs out? Man, y'all get it.
Let's get it.
Y'all know. Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got to run like a double. Spicy like gumbo. Spice on the bumble. Y'all look, ain't ready. Tasting the boat. Got a kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't block them. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive. It's about your head spin. Stop walking that one way. So that dead end. Put the yellow. Cowboy hard. Better bring some water. Get gasoline candle. Get this fire. You bad enough to meet the alligator.
Here I go.
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 Lady T's right here. Here she go. Real quick. Real quick. Reese, you with us? Reese?
I'm here.
Me, Mom.
I'm here.
Okay. 57?
No, I'm not playing this week.
Okay.
Got $5.
He's playing.
Okay.
I'll give you $5, boy. My goodness. Right.
Me, Mom. I know that's right, me, Mom.
I'll give you $5. Merry Christmas.
I'm
Happy
joking.
Birthday.
I'm playing. I'm playing.
Happy
I'm playing.
Devo. D-Mob. D-Mob, you in it?
Yeah, I'm in it.
Yeah, I said D-Mob, not me, Mob.
Oh, so sorry, sir.
Hey, I'm still fighting that voice, Kane, me, Mob. You good. Kane, Brother Kane, 007.
I got a chance to win.
Okay. Ted, you in?
No. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Come on, Ted.
You know what? Yeah. Ted in. I got the five, man. Ted is in.
It ain't a matter of that.
I know it ain't, but you playing. Yeah. Yeah. Little brother
right.
Said so. All right, come on, Lady T. On you, baby.
So is D-Mob, you playing?
He didn't answer.
Oh, no, I hear him saying no in the room. He must be muted.
Okay.
All right, let me tell y'all. Kill Lady T, Tang, Reese, my Betty, me, my 57, Kirby, Cap, G, 007, and Ted. Did I leave anybody out? Going
nope.
Once, going twice. All right, that is it. All right, you guys, y'all know the rules. So what we're going to do is the last Sunday night game, because there is no Monday night game, you guys. There is no Monday night game. So we're going to go with the Packers and the Vikings. The Packers and the Vikings for a score, you guys. Okay? So keep that in mind. The last
you have
game
longer time
week,
to make banana pudding.
The, oh, God. The Packers and the Vikings. All right, you guys. The cash app is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys, the number 5, okay? If you guys see treetop 5, that's me, okay? All right. The $5 donation has to be in before kickoff tonight. Tonight, there is a Saturday game, you guys, so I'm just letting you guys know what days the games are on. All right, you guys are ready? Let's get ready.
Here we go.
Let's get ready to pick, you guys. All right. For the first game of the week, we have the Jets and the Browns. This is the tonight's game, okay? What happened? Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jets versus the Browns, you guys. Jets versus the Browns. Come on, Reese.
The Browns.
Come on, Tang.
Browns.
Come on, Lady T. Browns. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Jets.
Let's do it.
Oh, Lord.
Cap is saying Brown. G is saying Brown. And Brown. Meemaw, what say you?
Brown.
57.
Jets.
707.
What'd you say?
Are you saying Browns?
Yeah.
All right.
Boy.
No, he's in the bathroom. We got to give him some leeway. He's in the bathroom. It's all good. Come on, T.
Yeah, he whispering to supervisor.
The Brown.
All right. Kirby is going brown. Kirby is going Browns. Okay, you guys, this is a Saturday-only game. Saturday-only game, you guys. We have the Lions versus the Cowboys. This game is in Texas. I got you down already. I got you down for the big blue, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
Come on, T.
Can you come back to me on that one?
Yeah. Come on, 007.
Oh, we're going to Cowboys.
Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Come on, hey, 007. Say your pick clear, man, so we all can get it. There's money on the line, bro.
Cap is going Cowboys. Gerald is saying Cowgirls.
Hi, Kurt.
My Betty is saying Lions. Mima, what say you?
Lions.
Mima.
57.
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
There you go, big guy.
No.
I'm going Cowboys.
There you go.
Cowboys.
Come on, Ted.
I go with the Cowboys. They need this one. They're playing at home.
All right, you guys. The next game, all the rest of the games are on Sunday. I don't know why they did that, but all the rest of the games that I'm going to name are on Sunday, okay? This next game is a division game. Titans, Texans. Titans, you guys. Titans, Texans. Come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Kirby went Cowboys. Come on, 57. Titans, Texans.
Texans.
Come on, Mima.
No, change that. Titans, Titans, Titans.
You
I'm
want
sorry.
Titans? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Come on, Mima.
Titans.
My Betty is saying Texans. Come on, Ree.
Titans.
Come on, Tang.
Texans.
Come on, Kale.
Texans.
G is going Texans. Cap is going Texans.
Star. A star.
Come on, 007. Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with Titans also. I done switched three times. I'm going to go with Titans. Shoot.
All right. What else? Kirby is going Titans. I'm going Texans. All right, you guys, the next game we have is the Falcons and the Bears. The Falcons and the Bears. Come on, Kale.
Bears.
Ted, I got you down for the Bears. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Come on, 007.
I'm going Falcons.
G is going Bears. Cap is going Bears. My Betty is going Bears. Mima is going
Bears.
57.
Bears.
Kirby is going Bears. Reese?
Bears.
Tang?
Bears.
Kale? Oh, he already said Bears. I'm going Falcons. All right, you guys. The next game we have is the – did I get everybody? Yes, I did. The next game we have is Dolphins at the Ravens. This game is in Baltimore. This game is in Baltimore, Maryland, you guys. Dolphins, Ravens. So, listen, I'm going to already put down the Ravens for my Betty and the Ravens for Cap. Then let me.
Hello?
Trees. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Well, back when I was first starting out in Washington, D.C., a young whippersnapper.
Boy.
Yeah. Where Trees at?
A 007.
Yeah.
With the Titans and the Texans, who did you pick?
I picked the Titans.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know what happened. Phone went crazy. So we have the Dolphins and the Ravens, you guys. Dolphins and the Ravens. I got Mom Betty for the Ravens, and I have Cap for the Ravens, and I have Gerald for the Ravens. 007.
Dolphins.
Ted.
Ravens,
okay. 57.
Ravens.
Mima.
Ravens.
Kirby is saying Ravens.
Ravens.
Reese.
Dolphins.
I'm going Ravens. Kale.
Ravens.
Make sure I got everybody. Kirby is saying Ravens. Got everybody. Okay. Let's keep it moving, you guys. We have the Saints and the Bucks. This is a division game. Saints and the Bucks. This is a division game, you guys. Come on, 007.
Saints and the Bucks. I'm going with the Bucks.
Okay. Come on, Ted.
Bucks.
57.
Bucks.
Mima.
Tampa Bay.
My Betty is saying Bucks. Kirby is saying Bucks. Reese, what say you?
Bucks.
Let's see. G is going Buck. Cap is going Saint. Make sure I got everybody. Kirby is going Buck. All right, that's everybody, okay? That's everybody. The next game we have is the Patriots versus the Bills. The Patriots versus the Bills, you guys. All right, let's see. Ted, start us off.
Bills.
Come on, 007.
Yeah, Bills. I need to get
you said what? The Bills? Okay.
Bills.
All right, I got you. G is going Bills. Cap is going Bills. My Betty is going Bills. Mima. Oh, Cap is sweet.
Bills.
Okay, 57.
Bills.
I'm going Bills. Kane.
Bills.
Ree, Kale.
Bills.
That is our first sweep, you guys. That is our first sweep. Kirby went Bills. All right. Cardinals versus the Eagles. Cardinals versus the Eagles, you guys. Meanwhile, I'm going to put the Eagles for you. Brett?
Yep, Eagles for me.
Okay. 57.
Eagles.
Mom Betty is taking Eagles. Kirby is saying Eagles.
Eagles.
Ree.
Eagles.
Kale.
Eagles.
Ted.
I'm sorry. Y'all going, I'm going with the Eagles. I have my fellow mill. Eagles. But is Kyler Murray playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still Eagles.
Come on, 007.
Yeah, I'm going Cardinals.
Come on, G. Oh. G is saying Eagles. I'm talking about small G. Cap is going with the, he put the birds up, the little sign with the birds. He's going Eagles. That was almost a sweep because Kirby said Eagles, but it's not a sweep because 007 picked the Cardinals. All right, you guys. Panthers versus the Jags. Panthers versus the Jaguars. Jaguars. Come on, 57.
Jaguars.
Kirby is saying Jag.
You know, basically
Reese.
A panther and a jaguar is the same thing. Really.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. I'm going Jaguars as well. Come on, Kale.
Jags.
Is anybody taking the Panthers? That's a better question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 007, you taking the Panthers?
Nope. Oh, Jaguars.
That was Ted.
That was Ted. Ted, you taking the Panthers?
Yeah.
Okay. G is taking the Jags. My Betty's taking the Jags. And Cap is taking the Jags. Nima, you taking the Jag?
Yep, taking the Jag.
All right. And y'all already know I told y'all Kirby is taking the Jag. That was almost another sweep, but it took the Panthers. It's okay. We're going to move right along to the Raiders and the Colts, you guys. Raiders and the Colts. What you thought about?
It's a tough. Raiders.
Raiders.
They're trying to end Indianapolis?
Nope. Yeah.
I'm still go with the Raiders.
All right. Raiders. Come on, Reese Cap.
Raiders.
Cap is saying nothing. G is saying Raiders. 007, what say you? Double 07.
I'm going Colts.
Cap is going Colts as well. Ted, what do you say?
Raiders.
Fifty-seven.
Colts.
Kirby is going Colts. My Betty is going Raiders. Mima, what say you?
Raiders.
Let me see. Did I get everybody myself? Raiders. That is everybody because Kirby is taking the Colts, you guys.
You ain't get me.
Y'all heard. Kale, sorry.
Raiders.
Raiders. I apologize.
Good.
Versus the Giants. This is another division game. I'm sorry. They're both in the NFC. I apologize. They're not in the same division. Rams versus the Giants, you guys. Rams versus the Giants. I'm going to go ahead and put Giants with G. Mom Betty is saying the Rams.
Rams. Dang.
Mima, what say you?
Rams.
Kirby is saying Rams. Hey, what say you?
Rams.
007.
Rams.
Cap is saying Rams. Reese, what say you?
Rams.
Tang.
Rams.
Hill.
Rams.
That is our second sweep, you guys. G took the Giants. Everybody else took the Rams. All right. The next game we have is in the same NFC, but not the same conference. All right, we have the 49ers versus the Commanders. 49ers versus the Commanders. I'm going first. I am putting 49ers for myself. Kale, I'm putting the Commanders for you.
You know it.
Okay. Reese, are you taking the Commanders or are you going 49ers? I'm not sure.
Commanders.
I got you. Shane, what are you?
49ers.
All right. Mima, you going Commanders?
I'm going with the Commanders.
Mima's going to Commanders. 57, what say you?
Oh, this is a hard one right here. Two tough teams. Can you come back to me?
My Betty is going. Is Brissette playing? She comes up. Is Brissette playing?
Yes.
Brissette is playing. She's going to ask all the questions and pick 49. 57. We're coming right back to you. Here we go.
49.
Cap is saying 49ers come back. G didn't put. Cap said bang, bang, 49ers game. 007.
Boy. I'm going with the Commanders. Now, I told you, go bang.
Come on, Jay. Yes. Come on, Jay.
I'm going with the 49ers because that's a smart bet, but you, wow. And they need a win after that loss.
Exactly. I didn't get G bet yet. Oh, G put Commanders. I'm sorry. G put Commanders.
Damn.
Yep, G put Commanders. Kirby said the 49ers. And that's that, you guys. And that is that. All right, let's go to the next game. Steelers versus the Seahawks. Steelers versus the Seahawks. I'm sorry. 57. I'm putting you down
The Steelers. You know it. Renegade, baby.
Kirby is saying Seahawks. Meemaw, what say you?
Seahawks.
Meemaw.
Okay. My Betty is saying Steelers.
That's what I'm talking about.
G is saying Steelers.
We have
another 007, what say you?
Might as well pick it. Steelers.
Michael
Might as well pick it.
I cannot with him. Come on, Ted.
Is Geno Smith playing?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the Seattle.
Cap says Steelers. Come on, Tang.
Seahawks.
Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
Come on, Reese.
Seahawks.
I'm going Steelers. I don't want them Seahawks to win. And that's just on merit. Kirby is going Seahawks. All right, you guys. The next game up is the Bengals versus the Chiefs. The Bengals versus the Chiefs, you guys. Bengals versus the Chiefs. All right, let's keep it rolling, you guys. Let's keep it rolling. Come on, me, my starters off.
Chiefs.
Bengals and Chiefs. Chiefs, okay. Mom, Betty is saying Chiefs. Gerald is saying Chiefs. Cap is saying Chiefs. Kirby is saying Chiefs. 007.
Bengals.
Come on, Ted.
Chiefs.
Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
Tang.
Chiefs.
Come on, Reese. Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs too, but I'm going to put a star beside it because I really think the Bengals are going to win. So I'll put a star beside it. We'll talk about that one. Any other games that I want to talk about, I need to know if I can put a star beside it. All right. The next game we have is the Chargers.
You didn't get me, sis.
I just 57. I just was thinking about you. Go ahead, 57. I'm sorry.
I'm going with the Swifts.
Who was that?
That's the Chiefs.
I know.
Kansas City.
He's on my nerves. All right. Next game we have is the Chargers versus the Broncos. The Chargers versus the Broncos, you guys. These two teams. Kirby is going Chargers.
Rose.
Seven, what say you? 57, come on.
After the way they did Russell Wilson today, the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mima, what say you?
Chargers.
My Betty is saying Chargers. Cap said a tie, but then he said Chargers.
I think everybody might say the way 57.
G is saying Broncos.
Mm.
007.
I'm going Broncos too. He'd be all right.
Come on, Ted.
Chargers? Yeah, he'll be all right once you go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Reese, you got
Chargers.
Tang.
Broncos.
I'm going Chargers. Come on, Kale.
Chargers.
Make sure we got everybody, because we did.
Who is this backup quarterback for Broncos?
I have no idea.
No idea.
The last game, you guys, this is the last game. You guys, I need you guys to let me know a score. I need you guys to let me know the score. I'm trying to find Kirby. Kirby says his score is going to be Packers 31, Vikings 20.
Where they playing at?
This game is in Minnesota. Packers versus the Vikings. This game is in Minnesota. Minnesota. Ma said she didn't say Chargers. Who did you say? No, I said me, Ma. Not you, Ma. Not you. You went with the Broncos. I got you. Gerald is saying Packers 28-14. Packers 28-14. Come on, 57.
Packers 31-14.
31-14. Gotcha. Where I put Kirby? Oh, I put Kirby on wrong one. 31-20. Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with Vikings 24-17.
Got you. Come on, 007.
I'm going Packers.
Come on, you got to change it. Somebody got that already. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Go ahead. You going Packers?
Yeah, I'm going Packers. 24-23.
Jackson saying Vikings 23-17. Ma, change
your
school. Ma is there. Okay, there she go.
Captain, Ma is going
Ma Betty is going Packers 27-17. Mima.
Green Bay 24-21.
24-21. Oh, these are awesome. Come on, Reese Cup.
Packers 30-17.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Come on, Kale.
Vikings 21-18. Vikings.
I am going Packers. I am going 20-17. Anybody got that? Nope. All right. Tang, you up.
Vikings.
19-16. 19-16. Make sure I got everybody. 19,
bro.
Make sure. I don't know. Well, he put 19. We're going to go with 19. I ain't asking no questions. I ain't asking none. Listen, you guys, I want to congratulate Ma Betty for last week, week 16 winner. She is the week 16 reigning champion right now, you guys. Week 17 is up for grabs. Good luck to everyone that is participating. The cash app is $MAMABOSS and the number 5, okay? It is a $5 donation if you want to play for the kitty, okay? It is a $5 donation. The prizes is the money, or you can get a T-shirt or a sweat hood, okay? All right. Kale, you have the very last come up.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Treece, I put a star beside the Lions and Cowboys, Dolphins and Ravens. What else did you have a star by?
Bengals and the Chiefs.
Okay. All right. So we'll discuss those games.
I got you.
Titans
and
okay.
Texans. I got
them. Titans and Texans. That's what's up. So we'll discuss those games when we come right back. right. First game, we had a star beside the Lions.
We added one game to you. We added one game. Now, I'm basically, if you want to talk about the 49ers and the Commanders.
Why?
I don't know. We'll do that one last, man. If we got time, we'll do that. We'll try to squeeze that one in last.
We'll squeeze her in. That's my baddie. We'll squeeze her in.
She's a reigning champion, so.
Yeah. Lions and Cowboys. Mom Petty and Mima think the Lions going to change this at-home victorious streak of the Cowboys. Why do you say that? What makes you think that, Mima?
I think the Lions might have a better game than the Cowboys. And I don't like the Cowboys.
Me, Ma. Yeah, not her. She said that with her chest, and I don't like.
You hear a big girl? She said,
"I heard her. I heard her."
And then got silent on you, like I ain't saying no more.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, what you got to say?
Yeah.
The Cowboys got a lot to play for. The Chargers, I mean, the Lions, they've done something they haven't done in 30 years, won their division. So this game, they're already in the playoffs. The Cowboys need to prove that they're worthy of all this talk that they've been getting about being one of the best teams in the league. So I think the pressure is on the Cowboys and not on Detroit because they don't really have to win tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Both of them, I'm sorry. Look at it. Both of them in already.
It's the difference when you're there every year doing 13-3, 13-3, and being out after the first game than not being in there for 30 years. The Cowboys, we already know what they're going to do. The book is written. So let's just go on with the show.
I'm 57.
Coke. Come on in here, I'm trying to get you in. Come on.
Nas, we don't need to hear your take either, Nas.
What say you about these Lions and Cowboys?
Hey, that's what I wanted to ask y'all. Do the Lions got a reason to really play? Like, ain't they locked into the seed they in?
Other than bragging, and say we beat the Cowboys.
I think for the Lions, it's more about keeping their momentum. And to beat the Cowboys at home kind of solidified their momentum going into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't know. I ain't really big on momentum. I'm looking at the NFL like, dog, this is a marathon, and basically it's a game of attrition. People are going down every week. So if my seed is locked up, I can't see risking certain players for the whole game. So, yeah. I mean, the Cowboys, you know, they still, you know, they're trying to get there, so they got to go hard. But for Detroit,
the Cowboys are already in.
Yeah,
we're in the Bills, right? Huh?
Y'all locked into y'all seed though?
Yeah, we did that. We did that when we lost to the Buffalo Bills. Yeah.
Yeah. See, man, I ain't betting on none of these games this week, man. I don't trust none of these coaches. I don't know who gonna pull their players or what. So, I guess if I'm just throwing it in the air, we in Detroit. So yeah, let's go with the D since Tane coming at me. I'm gonna go with the D, man.
Nas. And we not in Detroit, we in Dallas.
Hey, Nas, Jordan paid everybody that's coming to Dallas this week. They are not going to lose this game.
Let me tell you the real reason. The real reason why we're not going to lose is because we put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor on Saturday.
Boy.
I'm just going to live off of that, man.
That's going to give y'all luck. That's the only two one of the two coaches y'all had.
That's what I'm saying. Who was that, man, that said
they want to make a change? Who was that?
Me, Reese.
Okay, what are you changing?
I want to change, excuse me, I want to change the Dolphin game. I want the
Ravens.
You want the Cowboys?
Okay.
I mean the Ravens.
Yes, all right. I got you.
Hey, hold on. I feel like Duke and Duke now. Who you been talking to? Like you cornered the market. What's going on?
My daddy probably called her.
Yeah.
Right, my baby called her and said, you better change from the Dolphins to the Ravens, girl.
Yep.
Shoot, I kind of, to be honest, I kind of want to go with the Cardinals over the Eagles when you say something, big bruh. Because I know 007 went with them. I'm on the fence right now with them Eagles, man.
Is the Eagles or the Cardinals beat them?
Go with the Cardinals, Tank. The last I checked,
you can't play quarterback in a high chair. So, Calamari, you wrong, bro. All right, y'all.
Talk about that
Texas,
like that.
Texas and Titans.
The Titans and Texas. Texans. You guys are the next one up. We got to move fast. We got 6 minutes, y'all. We got to cramp them in. Titans, Texas.
CJ Stroud ain't there.
Yes, he might not be there. No, he's back. He cleared all concussion protocols. He is back.
They must have let him back in this evening because this morning they said he was still in concussion protocol.
You know how it changed. I just read it.
I like him if they roll out quarterback to me later. I ain't betting on Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee, man. Derrick Henry might be retiring. They got to roll out Tannehill again. Give me Houston.
All right. Dolphins, Ravens. I do not see that high-powered offense being able to be successful against that stout Ravens defense. That Ravens team looking like the Ravens of old right now. So I don't think the Dolphins are going to be able to do a lot. And the fact that they play in Baltimore, man, them Baltimore fans is extra at home. You know, them Bama's going to be looking around for real.
The Ravens got to win this game.
Yeah. Got to win this game because the next game after that, they play us. And they have not proven that they can beat us yet. So they must win this game Sunday.
I don't like Tua in the coach. I'm with you, Lady T. Man, please. I'm going on facts, bro.
Even in our lowest, even when the Ravens won the division, they still could not beat us. And they haven't proven yet that they can beat us.
It's a different team. It's a new team.
Hey, and say what you want.
New year,
new team. We already beat them once this year.
Y'all in turmoil right now.
We beat them once this year.
Pittsburgh in turmoil right
now. Okay.
But hold on. Before y'all move on to Pittsburgh, Jalen Waddle might not play this week. So, 57, you might get revenge of one of your old friends. Chase Claypool game, he might be returning into the lineup for the Dolphins against Baltimore, but do we trust South Florida teams in the cold? Baltimore going to be pretty cold, man. So I don't know, man.
I don't think Miami going to win this game.
All right, Cal.
It's too much hanging over Baltimore. They got to have this game right here because they don't trust themselves against us.
All right, y'all. We got two more real quick.
Bengals and Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs
have hiccup and regurgitated and all that stuff. I think them boys ready to play football. And the Bengals, for real, man, they too up and down. They too iffy. 1 week they playing good, the next week they looking like us. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
mm-hmm.
Dang, nah.
I love y'all. I swear I love y'all.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, I know I love y'all, right? I got some special guests real quick that wanna say something to Kat. Go ahead.
Me and my cousin Kaylee, we wanna say thank you to Uncle Biscuit and Uncle Cap for buying us the basketball ticket.
Oh. I didn't do anything.
Say it.
Thank you.
Oh. You're welcome, baby.
Man, them babies done brought tears to my eyes, man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know. Cap said to send y'all all these hearts. And Grandma Gigi is sending y'all a whole bunch of hearts and everything. They saying they love you guys. And y'all know.
Love you too.
Said, y'all, come on, 57. Give it to me.
Hey, I just want to say this has been a wonderful year on Kale's Corner. We've shared a whole lot of stuff and discussed a lot of things. This is one of the best shows that if you want to be where you can be for real and have real conversations, be with a wonderful prayer group, people who are really concerned about you, feel like a family. I love everyone on here. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays for 2 hours. You'll have the time of your life. Love everybody. Happy New Year.
That's what's up.
What's up? And with that being said, you guys, y'all know we love y'all. Keep Aaron Gordon in your prayers, too. Keep him in your prayers, too, as well, okay? And with that being said, you guys, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, don't forget your sick and shut-in people. Listen. Keep them in prayer. Even if you don't like them or they don't like you, pray for them anyway. They need it, okay? They need it. And keep your loved ones close. Squeeze them tight. Hold them tight, okay? Pray for everybody, okay? Kill, you have to work. Oh, my baby said peace, love, and soul. My hubby says be safe and pay attention out there, you guys. Kill, you have the very last word.
Happy New Year. I want to... Thank you, guys. I really do. 57, you hit it on the nose. Thank you, guys, for giving us the successful, prosperous year that we have had. Next year, y'all, we coming bold with more. So be ready for 24. We kicking down the dough in 24. We kicking down the dough. It's time for some peoples to know who we are and what we're doing here on Kale's Corner. And I thank you guys so much for the 4 hours every week. That's the ride to North Carolina for me. The 4 hours that you guys give and share. Thank you for your comments. Thanks for all the laughter, the jokes, the understanding, the getting along, and all that stuff. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. And my Betty, this song is for you. Congratulations. All right.
celebration to last throughout the year.
Yeah, baby.
So bring your good time and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Happy New Year. Be safe. I love you all. Let's celebrate.